John, I can't remember two 2020 matches in 2 days being washed out in all the time Durham have been playing this.
No, I can't either, to be honest. It's not great. It was looking like being quite a nice evening. Then one cloud burst and unfortunately it's ruined the game here at Trent Bridge. To be honest, there was no chance. The ground just couldn't cope with that amount of water.
Yeah, I mean, it was a 25-minute storm. It was a sort of biblical, wasn't it, at one point?
Yeah, it opened up big. It did. And it came down strong. It was quite dangerous, I think, for the ground staff at one stage trying to get the covers on. They did their best to clear up. And they did a pretty good job. But to be honest, it's not going to be fit for quite a while. Mm.
Points don't help you in this situation. You need wins, but you at least you've had 2 days where you haven't really had much cricket under your belt, so you should be going into the Hampshire game a little bit more refreshed than perhaps if you had played two matches in two nights.
I suppose there is one way of looking at it, yeah. But it's a different form of the game, and you know it's going to take a lot out of us, the four-day stuff, as it does everybody. So we'll be fairly well rested, I suppose. But we've got the travel back now, and then maybe a little bit of light practice in the morning. Mm.
You haven't got Paul Collingwood, so Mark Stoneman will be captaining the team. Who's likely to come in place of Paul to shore up the batting order and whatnot?
Well, we didn't have Ben Stokes for the last championship game, so he's available now. So it's a fairly simple swap. We'll look again at the bowling and see how we can keep it fresh and aggressive. But Stokes will come in for Collingwood.
Will he be able to bowl as well as bat or just bat?
If he comes in as a batsman, that's fine. If the option of him bowling maybe later in the game comes up, well, we'll look at that. But to be honest, we'll just go in at this stage with him as a batsman.
Yeah. And Mark Wood, is there any chance of seeing him shortly, or is he still sort of being held back by the ECB at the moment?
He will travel with Neil Killeen on Sunday back to Nottingham here, actually, where he'll play for the second team for 4 days.
And finally, Hampshire have found the going tough again this season, whereas you've had seven matches now and you're unbeaten.
Yeah, they have, but then last season they came strong in the second half, to be fair to them. They rallied quite well when they were in a bit of trouble, so they did well with that. And I'm sure that's something that they're going to be looking to do again.
Okay.